I don't understand the tradition of hunting for eggs on Easter.
Hide the eggs.
Someone's getting into the Easter spirit.
You got the chocolate rabbit, you got painted eggs, all the important religious icons are there.
On Easter Sunday, the Easter Beagle passes colored eggs to all the good little kids.
This Sunday, you're probably going to see a giant bunny.
Take a styrofoam peanut, stick a beak on it, boom, marshmallow peak.
105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Well, good morning, everybody. May we be the first to say wait till next year.
Oh, yeah, that was not good.
That was too bad.
I think they got the best bullpen in all of Major League Baseball.
Oh, boy. Well, hey, it happens, okay? So, you know, we'll do better today.
Really? Okay. Will we, though?
Yeah, we'll do better today.
Okay. Chris Sale looked great.
Yes, he did. That's the good thing. And they're not going to overuse him, although maybe they should. We'll wait till the bullpen comes into, you know, shapes up a little bit. Well, here we go. It's Friday morning. It's Good Friday. So far, it looks to me like maybe the best April Fool's Day joke. I'm thinking maybe the Chinese government has it with the space station.
Oh, right?
Yeah, maybe they'll say, oh, we were just kidding.
Is it going to drop like in New Jersey?
They're not sure. Possibly. They're saying the likelihood is someplace over the Great Lakes to the East Coast.
It's a big swath.
That's
really
a pretty big swath, is correct.
Right.
Okay.
The stretch, and it's really, depending on where it's spinning, it could be really anywhere.
Yeah, really.
They really have not narrowed it down
that
much.
What's going to happen?
Most of it will burn up on reentry.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay, the odds of anybody getting struck by anything.
Can't they use the Hubble telescope? You know, they can see a weed growing on Mars. They can't see this thing.
Why, they're growing weed on Mars?
Well, really? You know what? Okay. It's the red planet.
That is amazing. Okay.
Send Bruce Willis up there to take care of it.
That's right. Okay, so we got that coming up this weekend, coming up on the program today. Granted, 60 seconds, you think... I thought the guy yesterday was going to be pretty close. He got 7 yesterday, didn't he? Or he got 5 yesterday.
Yeah, five.
Okay, 5 out of 10.
5? 7,
is,
okay.
7 is the best so far.
Okay.
So, okay, let's hope we get a winner today, okay? And by the way, speaking of winners, we got a lot of chances for you to win, including the fact that somebody's going to be heading off for a great family vacation, 7:45 this morning, and you could be going off to Universal Orlando Resort. Unbelievable vacation.
Okay? Greatest vacation ever.
Okay, we got Brian Bellbusters. Hey, what are we doing in the Bellbuster today?
Well, I heard from Leah, who's she was away for her dad's birthday on spring break, so we're going to call her dad and mess with him.
Okay. Okay. Good. That's always good.
About some of the shenanigans she might have been up to on spring break.
I understand. Okay. And LB has a very special report coming up this morning about don't go into the woods.
You know, I mean, there's like strangers, the boogeyman, but there's a real predator out there. And I'm not even kidding. There's a story that is going to curl your toes.
Curl your toes?
Yep.
Really? Okay. All of this is coming up this morning. Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
I have in my hand here $1,000, and you, of course, can win it in a minute simply by playing Win a Grand in 60 Seconds, the game. Let's welcome him now. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning's contestant is John Borgay, who is from Braintree, Massachusetts. And he runs a crew out at Hanscom, and he's on the line with us right now. Good morning, John, and how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. John, sound like a pretty smart guy to me. Are you feeling very confident this morning?
As long as you don't ask me any Roseanne questions.
Okay.
Okay,
we got
see.
You, John. Okay, now here's the way the thing's going to go. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions. You will have 1 minute to answer these 10 questions. If you don't know one, go ahead and say pass, move on to the next one. We get to the end of time. If you've finished the 10, we go back to the ones you've missed, and if you pick them up in time, you get all 10 right in a minute, you're going to win $1,000 in cash. Are you prepared right now?
I am.
LBF, are you prepared?
I am.
3, 2, 1, go.
What vegetable is most commonly used for a snowman's nose?
Yeah.
What actress played Joey Potter on Dawson's Creek?
No idea.
What is 3 times 12?
36.
The Montagues and the Capulets are families in which Shakespearean play?
No idea.
Who is the founder of Facebook?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Jim Morrison was the lead vocalist of what band?
The Doors.
What is the company Coppertone known for making?
Suntan lotion.
How many A's are in the word banana?
3.
What's the lowest possible 4-digit number?
1,000.
Complete this famous wedding saying. Something old, something new, something borrowed, something. Okay, what actress played Joey Potter on Dawson's Creek?
Okay,
you
well,
did
really,
really well.
You did well. You did well. We got seven.
I urge you to watch more television.
Okay.
So, what actress played Joey Potter on Dawson's Creek? That would be Katie Holmes. The Montagues and the Capulets are families in which Shakespearean play Romeo and Juliet. And the famous wedding saying, something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue.
Blue. You did great.
You were like, you gave us a run for the money.
But we do have a fabulous consolation prize for you.
All is not lost.
To Boston Comedy Come Up, which is hosted by the fabulous Tony V. It's coming up April 14th, Schubert Theater. For tickets, more info, anybody can go to theboxcenter.org or WRR.com. Thank you very much. And if anybody else, if you think you've got what it takes to play, enter to be a contestant now at WRR.com. We randomly pick players from the online entries. So, did you feel nervous there, John? Anything like that? You felt pretty confident?
Yeah, it's harder than you think when you're in the moment.
Right.
Makes a difference, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Have a great day, man.
You did great.
Thank you very much.
Feel good about it.
You bet. Take care.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, it's time to get to that Men from Maine we were telling you about. So here you go, everybody. This is your 620 Men from Maine.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed episode begins, Ephus has just handed Doc Sider a note that he has mysteriously lost his ability to speak.
Well, this sure is a strange case here, Ephus. There's only one thing we can do. But I should warn you, it's going to be very painful.
Mm-hmm.
What I need you to do is put your tallywhacker out here on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to hit it with this ball peen hammer.
Mm.
Get ready.
Mm.
Here we go. Well, that's marvelous. You come back tomorrow, we'll work on the rest of the vowels.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
What the f*** is that?
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Holy f***.
105.7 WROR.
Well, good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. Today is a good Friday. Now, as we mentioned earlier, it's not a great Friday, but I'm easy to please. I'd be happy with a better Friday. And it would have been a better Friday if the Sox won yesterday. That's another story for another time. But today is a good Friday, and then we have Easter Sunday coming up. And, of course, the Easter Bunny will be arriving, and at this very moment, we do believe he's hippity-hopping down the bunny trail on his way, delivering all these colored eggs and things. So I was just wondering, is the Easter Bunny, is his real name Peter Cottontail?
No.
It is not?
Not really. The Easter Bunny, they're kind of together. First, there was the Easter Bunny, and then there was Peter Cottontail. But then they came together in a Gene Autry song in 1950, and then was solidified with a Rankin Bass 1971.
But, and no relation to Peter Rabbit.
No relation to Peter Rabbit.
Really?
See, Thornton Burgess made up Peter Cottontail because it was a fictional rabbit named Peter Rabbit, and then he wanted a nicer name, so he changed his name to Peter Cottontail.
Okay.
Now we haven't even touched on Little Bunny Fufu.
And that has nothing to do with Roger Rabbit.
Nope, or Jessica Rabbit.
Or Jessica Rabbit.
What about Eddie Rabbit?
No, I don't think that has anything to do with Reddy Rabbit.
I wonder if Peter
a rainy night.
Well, Good Friday's going to be perfect because it always rains on Good Friday.
Yeah, so.
And you know why they call it Good Friday? It means holy. I always wonder what's so good about this Friday.
Oh, so that's it.
It should have been Bad Friday, really, but think what happened.
Yeah, really, you would think, you know. Okay.
Thanks, so, Father Hank.
Yep. Amen.
Now, are you going to, on Easter Sunday, are you going to wear a bonnet, an Easter bonnet with all the frills upon it?
Yes, I have many hats to choose from.
Well, you're a hat person, though.
Yes, I know, because it always fits. Yeah, they're like shoes.
That's one thing. You can't outgrow your hats.
No, you can't. Yeah. So, yeah, I'll wear a hat. I love wearing a hat, and I'll wear a dress, and it'll be nice, and hopefully I won't fall in a bush. I guess that's what happened last
time. Yes, please. A basket full of tasty treats. Easter Bunny. I love
have a chance to get in that great Flopsy and Mopsy controversy.
I know. It's just like Rabbit City around here.
Okay, so what's going on, Hank? So I read this rather strange and unusual comment from a scientist. This guy's a scientist, and he is an expert in trying to save the endangered rhinoceros species. And he says, and here's his quote here, "My 15 years of collecting rhinoceros semen is finally beginning to pay off." And I'm thinking, wow.
I said that very thing the other day.
Wow, what an amazing statement that is. And how do you do that? Very carefully, I would assume.
Oh, my God.
Well, see, the rhinoceros is said to be very, very nearsighted, and I guess we got a clue what's going on there now.
Wow.
So anyway, so I'll pass that along.
The rhino whisperer? That's weird.
Yeah, very strange. Now, let's get right to it. We want to start with the Bruins, Hank?
Let's start with the Red Sox. Let's get this out of the way because it's a good thing they got 161 games left because the Sox lost the season opener very ugly fashion yesterday.
They did? I stopped watching in the seventh. I thought we were okay.
The first 7.5 went pretty well. Sox are up 4-0. They look good. Then they went to the bullpen, supposed to be the best in baseball. Total collapse.
No.
Joe Kelly, Carson Smith gave up 6 runs. The Rays rolled to a 6-4 win at the Trop. Eduardo Nunez, that was one of the highlights, a 2-run inside the park home run. The first opening day home run by a Red Sox player in 50 years since Yaz did it. Sale was great, 6 innings of shutout, 1 hit ball, 9 strikeouts. Sox and Rays play again tonight. David Price against Blake Snell. First pitch 7:10. The Sox home opener next Thursday against the Rays. Now the Bruins, there's something to get excited about. They're in first place. They beat the Lightning 4-2 last night at the Garden behind the heroics of David Pastrnak.
30 seconds, plenty of time if the Bruins can control the faceoff here, which they do. Bergeron back to Krug. Pastrnak, shot, scores! A redirection, Bergeron in front, and the Bruins score 2.
Right, that goal gave the Bruins a 2-0 lead as the first period wrapped up. Pastrnak finished with a Gordie Howe hat trick, a goal, assist, and a fight, his first fight ever after Dan Girardi put a big hit on Patrice Bergeron. Tuukka came up throwing the gloves at one point. Bruins host the Panthers tomorrow at 1. Celts host the Raptors tomorrow night at 7, going for their 6th straight. Yankees, how about Giancarlo Stanton? 2 home runs in his Yankees debut.
Real deal.
White Sox third baseman Matt Davidson became the 4th player in MLB history. He hit 3 home runs on opening day. White Sox beat the Kansas City Royals 14-7. Sound like a football score. Final 4 tomorrow at the Alamodome in San Antonio. Loyola Chicago faces Michigan. Kansas against Villanova. And the best sports story of the day, 36-year-old Scott Foster is an accountant. He's also the emergency backup goalie for the Chicago Blackhawks. He was pressed into action, played 14 minutes, stopped 7 shots.
Wow.
All 7 that he faced. He was the number one star of the game.
And then he did the team's taxes.
Then he did the taxes. He said, you know what was odd? 2 hours ago, he goes, I was typing on a 10 key in my accounting office, and then I was an NHL goalie.
That's no crazy. Accounting for that.
Nope.
Your Bell Buster is coming up next, and today, what are we doing?
Well, Leah was away on spring break while her dad was home having a birthday, so we called Scott with some possible questionable charges on his credit card.
Ooh, there's a charge here. I don't even know what this means.
That'll be good.
She's apparently purchased a donkey. I don't know what that's for. But...
What? No! What Leah's friend's number?
This is a Brian Bell Buster, Scott.
Hey, Brian. It's my birthday.
Morning, Wally.
Hello.
The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lord and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
We heard from Leah, and she was a little upset. She was going to be away on spring break for her dad's birthday.
Oh, boy.
So she wanted to, you know, get him a nice Brian Bell Buster so he would remember. So we called Scott with some questionable charges his daughter might have been making on spring break.
Spring break, okay.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Scott?
Yeah, it's Scott.
Scott James from Noblebeck Hard Services here.
Hi, James.
We just noticed some charges from out of the country on your card here and wanted to call and check with you, make sure everything was okay.
Well, my daughter's out of the country on spring break right now.
Oh, okay. Is she in Mexico? It looks like there's a lot of charges in Mexico here.
What do you mean by a lot of charges?
Well, let's see, there's a charge here for, looks like a hot tub. Mm-hmm. Looks like she's got some sort of a hot tub party. Booked a hot tub party somewhere.
Like bought a hot tub?
No, I think it's a hot tub party at a place called Coco Bongo Club. I don't know what that is.
No, wait.
Note here, it says it's for bottle service at the hot tub.
Bottle service.
Yeah.
How much was that?
$250 for the bottle service at the Coco Bongo Club, I think.
Well, but...
Do you know where she's staying there? It looks like there's some charges from a hidden beach resort Au Naturel Club.
What do you mean by Au Naturel?
Yeah, it looks like there's a registration here for a co-ed naked volleyball. There's a deposit on the card.
I'd like to block those charges.
And it looks like it's, wow. What? Looks like she might have upgraded her hotel. This is $840 a night.
What the? No, 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 I, no, I'm blocking those. Is there?
So she's away at spring break, huh? You didn't know about these, though, huh?
No, that was just supposed to be to help out with the hotel room. There
okay.
Was, no.
Wait, it looks. Ooh, there's a charge here. I don't even know what this means.
That'd be good.
She's apparently purchased a donkey. I don't know what that's for. But...
What? No! No!
That's pretty weird.
No!
Here, I've got a contact.
Hey! What's that? What place is that? Friend's number?
Here, you know, I have a contact number that's right here, actually, if you want to take this down.
Yeah, please give it to me.
You can call Brian Bell at WROR. This is a Brian Bell Buster, Scott.
Hey, Brian. It's my birthday.
We actually heard from your daughter, Leah, and she was sad that she was going to be away over your birthday and wanted to give you a Brian Bell Buster to, you know, just say happy birthday while she was away.
Wait, you get, she...
Yeah, there's no... don't worry, I think your credit card's okay.
Oh, yeah, and my daughter's going to be okay now, too.
Well, you can get her back on her birthday and... We can mess with
her
too.
Back.
All right.
All right, Brian.
Hey, thanks for listening to WROR and the Lorna Wally Show.
Good. Thanks.
You're probably going to give her a call later anyway now.
Oh, yeah.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, does it bother you when somebody doesn't hold the door for you? Or does it bother you when you hold the door for somebody and they don't say thank you? I mean, door holding is an age-old tradition here, and...
I would have enjoyed the door being open for me, and you know what I mean?
Also, there was some distance involved, too, so I would say type plus distance...
Oh, you have an equation?
Yeah.
You have an equation for the bus.
Yes, it's a mathematical equation. Type plus distance equals no door hold.
Where did you get that equation from?
I made it up.
Okay. How do you know when, you know, that uncomfortable kind of feeling when you see somebody and think, maybe I should hold the door for that person, you know? And you're just not really sure if that's the right time and the right place to do it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or maybe, like Game of Thrones. For
hold the door! Hold the door! Hold the door!
That's
going to
be uncomfortable.
Hold the door!
Okay, enough of that. Okay.
Hold the door!
There is that awkward, like... You're holding the door open for somebody who's a little bit too far away, and then they start running, and then you have to be like, engage and like, don't rush,
oh,
no
God,
worries.
Take your time.
When you're holding the door for somebody, and then you get stuck holding the door for everybody because, like, yep. I don't know, like a class of 85 just walked out of the movie theater.
I hear what you say there.
It happened to me on the way into work today.
Oh, really?
A colleague held the door. I was a little far away. Then I got there, and I had to pick up the newspapers, which cost me even more time.
Yep.
And, of course, I had to apologize. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, go the newspapers.
Maybe it's like every man for himself. Just deal with it.
It's kind of an interesting thing. Let's see what the people say. We got Karen from Methuen's on the line. Okay, Karen, which one bothers you the most?
Simple thank you.
Not
That's
saying thank you.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I find that the elderly are always very grateful for holding the door, but anyone
else, but they can take a while to get to the door.
Yeah, that's the
notice right. That. I have patience. That's fine with me.
Okay. I got places to be.
I'm a
busy man, for God's sake.
They need a hand.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Okay, I'm with you.
I'm kind of dead inside.
Have a great day, okay? And Lovey's on. Okay, Lovey, which one bothers you more, huh?
It bothers me more when someone does not appreciate the fact that I'm holding the door and just ignores me and, like, walks through like the queen of Yugoslavia.
Okay, so you're
Yugoslavia. Interesting choice.
Okay, so you want to say thank you.
You want to thank you out of the whole thing.
Okay, Yugoslavians are
okay,
very
so
rude.
Patty, what do you say? Which one bothers you more?
I think they all bothers me. They drive me crazy, and I go nuts, and I'm one of the elderly, and so are all you people. You're all getting older along with me.
I think I waited to hold the door for you once, Lovey.
No, who's
Patty?
Patty?
Okay,
hey, Patty.
Patty, okay.
You never held the door for me. Okay. You'll never forget me either, but I can't see when people can't say thank you.
Can't say thank you.
Yep, I'm with you. Okay, thanks a lot. There you go. Okay, Crystal, what do you say, Crystal?
I say when they don't say thank you as well, because they're walking by you and they're blatantly ignoring you. But both of them drive me crazy.
Yeah, both
okay.
of them. Yeah.
It's pretty much unanimous here. Okay?
Wait a minute. Can I just throw something in here, though?
Sure.
But if you're opening the door for somebody, you should be selfless about it and not expect a thank you. Do you know what I mean? I know that,
Well, I mean, you're not expecting, like, a gift card or something. Just a, like, just like even like a nod.
Hey, just like, hey, man, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Something like
it's
that.
It's common courtesy. Yeah.
It is, you know, yes, right. Okay.
It's the manager parents taught you.
Although a gift card would be nice.
Yeah, I know.
This
I like
is what it says about you.
Right.
It says you're normal. Yeah, like almost 80% of all people who were asked this question said, hey, it's the thank you that counts on the whole thing. It drives me crazy. Somebody doesn't say, at least acknowledge, you know, hey, thanks, man. Something like that. And they walk right past me while I'm holding the door. I yell after them, you're welcome.
You do?
Yeah.
And then do you chase them?
What if you're on the phone?
Oh, even worse.
Like, if you're on the phone.
Oh, that's even worse.
Then you don't hold the door for them.
Can you just nod, like, and say, like, you know.
Hey, if you can hold your phone, you can open a door. Maybe
dodge just, a wrench, you can dodge a ball. Anyway,
I'm a bad person. Okay, and now you know what it means about you. 105.7 WRR. Good morning, this is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, here we go with your 720 Men for Me. Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Me. As today's action-packed drama begins, little Ethos Jr. opens the refrigerator to get some milk and sees a picture of a beautiful young woman in a thong bikini taped to the back of the refrigerator. And we hear...
Well, hey, Ma.
Hey,
what's the picture of this half-naked lady doing in the icebox?
Well, little Ethos, I'm on a diet, and I use that picture to inspire me.
Oh, well, does it work?
Oh, yes and no.
Well, what do you mean, yes and no?
Well, I've lost almost 5 pounds, but your father tells me he's been getting a little chubby.
Join us again, sit down, for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah?
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Whatever you do, don't go into the woods. Why you take this little grain of salt? Because... she's a little crazy.
I'm not crazy.
Okay.
All right, I'm not crazy. Shouldn't go in the woods for a lot of reasons. First, the boogeyman could be in there. Also, like a gingerbread house with a witch. There's Blair Witch Project. Entire movies made about not going into the woods. Camping is dangerous. But anyway, I never feared this. And now I can add it to my list.
What?
Okay, this is what happened. Globe magazine coming out on Sunday. This is the headline. My child went sledding alone and emerged from the trees bloody and dazed. He still can't remember what happened. This kid, he's 12 years old. He ends up, he'd been sledding in Middlesex Fells Reservation near Medford. And they didn't know if he hit a tree, but he was like, he had to go to the hospital. He got a CAT scan, a plastic surgeon was there, pain meds, IV, puncture wound in his face, scratches, rabies shots, 10 in his face.
Yeah, that's
5 days in the hospital.
Well, that's the sheepfold right off of Route 28 near Spot
I know exactly where that is.
So you want to know what happened? I mean, like, what could
that's
it possibly have been?
That's a good dog park, a dog walking park.
Yeah, it is.
He was attacked by a great horned owl.
What?
Oh,
man.
So... I didn't know that this could happen. Sometimes I look at hawks in the sky and I'm like really thankful I'm not a Pomeranian, but I figured I was safe from like swooping birds. And hawks usually don't attack human beings. But apparently, great horned owls, they nest in the winter. They're bigger. They weigh 4 pounds, but they're capable of flying 40 miles an hour. And they strike without warning. And if they feel like their babies are... like,
it's the nest thing.
It's the nest thing. They
didn't have anything to do with a Tootsie Pop.
No, it had No, it did not. And you know what? It basically, when it swoops by you, it's a strike at the head. And it's
quiet.
It's quiet. You have no idea what happened to you. And
this has happened to me.
Concussion.
Oh, my God.
You know where they are? They're in, like, the Fellsway. They're in golf courses. They're all these... you attacked?
Happened to me on a golf course.
No.
That's not surprising. You're always in the woods.
Actually, the funny thing is, I was very close to a green. But I was walking
under a tree, and apparently the hawk had, you know, a nest in the tree. And
was it a hawk or an owl?
The owl had, had a nest in the tree, and the owl just came right at me. It's just like out of nowhere. I look up, and boom, the owl's right in my face.
In your face?
Yeah, in my face.
And then what happened?
You got a birdie. He said, hey, who are you?
No, oh, my God. No, but it didn't.
Well, I screamed like a nine-year-old and ducked down.
Did you duck?
Like, sure I did.
God,
yeah.
That's important.
And and then I got a friend who was attacked by a hawk. And it was the same kind of situation. Golfing, yeah.
Yeah, so these, like, you know, woods, golfing, ski resorts.
Yeah, well, his buddy he was golfing with yelled, duck! And he's like, it's an owl!
It's an owl! What's wrong with you?
No, you might be joking, but I'm serious. You should
You're afraid of birds.
Yes, birds. We should all be wearing helmets.
It's just like that movie.
Yes,
know. What would be a good name for a movie about these? Now we don't even go into that.
Anyway, just so you know, if you go sledding's good. If you're golfing or doing anything, just look up.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the warning. Thank you.
This was brought to you by Chicken Little.
And helmets.
The sky is falling. The sky is falling. You know, owls are coming out of the trees, and the Chinese space station is going to kill us by Friday. Jeez.
And even if you don't get attacked in the woods, you know what bears do in there?
I know.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Well, the Dirty Laundry update is on the air, 7:45 LBS here. Hey, should we commence our activities by taking someone's next vacation to the next level?
Yes, 617-931-1057. Your chance to win a four-day, three-night trip for two to Universal Orlando Resort, where you'll experience three amazing theme parks, including the thrills and relaxations of Universal's Volcano Bay Water Theme Park, and stay on site at Lewis Sapphire Falls Resort. It's amazing.
Unbelievable.
617-931-1057. 15th caller, it's yours.
Okay. Let's go to it.
All right, listen. Ben Affleck finally talks tattoos. Shocking news about Cameron Diaz. We got a little Star Wars Princess Leia stuff. But first up, I need to speak about Giselle and Tom Brady. So I followed him on the Insta. Okay. And so yesterday Tom Brady posted a video of Giselle, and Giselle is singing. Listen to this. It's the voice of an angel. And his son is in the... They're in Costa Rica, I think, or wherever they are. The sun is setting on this beautiful ocean behind her. They have an infinity pool. She's got a little flower in her hair. She's wearing a flowy... I mean, it's so perfect, I almost vomited, but I didn't want to waste the wine.
You did. You threw up in your mouth. Right? Okay. I understand.
Okay, so...
Would that be a Chardonnay?
No, it was a Pinot Grigio, know.
Yeah,
okay. So anyway, I'm just like, oh my God, I was like, I can't even, like, I watched Tom versus Time, and I fooled myself for a moment thinking, these people are just regular people. And then Tom Brady posts this picture perfect, like beyond perfect, like something that you can't even imagine is so perfect, perfection. And then I just wanted to be like, whatever.
Okay.
Come on, this happens to you.
You've
happened upon Dave sitting around playing guitar.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Can we hear it, please?
Oh, wait a minute. You have this? That's Dave Falcone.
Your husband? Yeah,
it goes like that. Is that Taylor Swift?
Oh, come on.
Yes, I did. He was teaching himself the guitar, and he chose a Taylor Swift song.
It sounds to me
because he's a 49-year-old man.
See, the stars, they're just like us. I thought that was Joe Satriani, actually.
Did you really? Yeah.
All right.
You know,
it
sounded
to
me like Moore was involved in Pinot Grigio.
No, he was completely sober. That's the sad part.
Wow.
Anyway, well, we'll put the video up. It's actually up on WROR.com right now, our Facebook page. All right, so Ben Affleck finally addresses the tattoo controversy with the giant, colorful phoenix all across his back. The New Yorker wrote a piece called The Great Sadness of Ben Affleck, basically talking about how he is kind of a sad, slightly chubby, middle-aged man who's, you know, left his wife and, like, is trying to compete in a world that doesn't really embrace him so much anymore.
Nobody liked his Batman.
Yep, you know what? To be perfectly honest, Ben Affleck, well, he clapped right back and went on Twitter and said, and tagged the New Yorker and said, I'm doing just fine, thick skin bolstered by garish tattoos. Meaning that, like, he's fine. I feel bad for Ben Affleck sometimes, even though he left my girlfriend Jen and is dating and dated the nanny, and now he's dating somebody else. I feel bad for him because he has been fat shamed or body shamed since he was Batman. Like, they're always looking at him like, you know, I don't know. He kind of doesn't get a break. And I'm part of the problem, I might add.
But, I wasn't going to say anything.
But it's just one of those things where I'm like, all right, well, I hope Ben Affleck isn't really sad. Remember that YouTube video of sad Affleck? Oh, it was sad.
You know what the key is that his wife worked out with Mike Boyle and Ben didn't. Yeah. That's why he doesn't look that good.
Body shaming.
You know, you're right about that. You were right about that, Hank. Yeah.
Shocking news about Cameron Diaz. Shocking. 45-year-old Cameron Diaz, who we love and adore, retired. Retired from acting. That's it. The end. No more
Charlie's Angels. Maybe she just got tired of it.
Charlie's Angels is retiring her wings.
Okay. You know somebody who didn't retire?
Who?
Meryl Streep.
Why would she?
This is the amazing thing. There's a rumor going around Hollywood that Meryl Streep may take over the role of Princess Leia for the next Star Wars movie. Now, I think that's huge.
Wow.
Because that would be like, you know, adding Sir Alec Guinness to the Star Wars franchise.
Yeah, didn't he get paid like tons?
Yes, he did.
So he got paid so much money because he was the actor of the time.
And like, he didn't want to do it.
So Meryl Streep will probably get paid like boatloads of money. And then her heirs will be like completely.
She would add an incredible credibility to the
whole
thing.
She'll never get the deal Alec Guinness got.
Yeah,
that's probably
true.
Yeah. Okay, so just thought we'd bring up speed
on
that.
Oh, wait, do we have a winner?
Okay, we got our 15th caller on the line here.
And all right,
From the Tony Town of Lexington, Massachusetts, Michelle is here. Hi, Michelle, how are you this morning?
I'm great. Terrific. Thank you so much.
You know what?
Thank you for listening.
You're welcome, because congratulations, you've won, and you're so lucky. A 4-day, 3-night trip for two to Universal Orlando Resort, where you'll experience three amazing theme parks, including the thrills and relaxation of Universal's Volcano Bay Water Theme Park, and stay on site at Lowe's Sapphire Falls Resort. Everyone else, visit WROR.com for an extra chance to win a trip to Universal Orlando Resort. You're going to have so much fun.
Michelle, you sound like sounds like you're hyperventilating. You okay?
I am.
Okay, good. Hey, have a great trip. You hold the line. We'll be right with you and get you all squared away on your prize. In the meantime.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you think you can win a grand in 60 seconds? Let's meet our contestant, Ollie-Ann Noose Grayson, who is an office administrator from Blackstone, Massachusetts. Good morning, and how are you doing this morning, Ollie-Ann?
I am very well, thank you, and yourself?
Great, thank you. That's a mouthful of a name. Okay.
I know it. I married into that.
You married into that.
Okay. Are you feeling confident this morning?
I am.
Okay.
I've been practicing all week.
You have. Very good. Do you think it's going to aid you?
I hope so.
Okay. Now you know exactly what's going to happen. We'll explain it to you one more time here. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions in 1 minute. If you don't know one, you can pass, go on to the next question, try to get through all the questions in a minute, and then if there's time left over, we come back and we pick up the questions you have missed. So, is everyone ready to play?
Yes.
You will hear the timer in the background. LBF, are you ready with the questions?
I'm ready with the questions.
3, 2, 1, go.
How many days are in a week?
7.
What sport is played in the World Series?
Baseball.
When it's 3 p.m. in New York, what time is it in Chicago?
2.
Name the third president of the United States.
Jefferson.
Jon Snow is a character on what TV show?
Pass.
What astrological sign symbol is a crab?
Cancer.
What is 20 plus 9 minus 3?
26.
Who is Warren Beatty's famous sister?
Pass.
Who created the Muppets?
Jim Henson.
Name the only continent that is located in all four hemispheres.
United States.
Okay, Jon Snow is a character
on
what TV show?
I just binge watched.
Okay,
seven.
You did well. Seven.
I just binge watched it.
Oh, it's hot. You know what? Like when you're under the pressure, it's like, oh my God, what is that name?
Yep.
Jon Snow is a character on Game of Thrones.
I know. I'm going.
Warren Beatty's famous sister is Shirley MacLaine. And the only continent that is located in all four hemispheres is Africa.
You did very
but
well.
But you did really well.
Yes, really okay. Good. And no problem. As a fabulous parting gift, we have a consolation prize.
Yeah, you get something.
A pair of tickets to Boston Comedy Come Up, hosted by our friend and the hilarious Tony V. April the 14th at the Schubert Theater. Oh, you're going to love the show. It's fantastic. You'll love Tony and the whole gang there. It's going to be at the Box Center. Anybody else can visit theboxcenter.org for more information. And if you'd like to be a contestant, log on to WRR.com and sign up. And you too, like Holly Ann Neuskirchen, can be on the radio and demonstrate your immense intellect.
You did well. You really did.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Have a great day.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, this is pretty important. It all happens beginning Monday morning right here at WROR. Starting Monday, the official 5K Artist of the Day, your chance to win $1,000 five times a day. Listen to the artist keywords every weekday at 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m., and 6 p.m. And you then text them at 40772. We'll explain all of it Monday morning. Now, it's time for three things you need to know today. And, okay, what do you want to start with? You want to start with the no clothes required?
Well, we got bad news about coffee. We also have teenagers making money off Snapchat. But let's discuss the summer job that requires no clothes.
Excellent.
Because it gets hot in the summer. And you know what? Like, polyester sticks. So there's a campground in Foster, Rhode Island.
Oh.
Like, no school Foster Gloucester.
Oh, no clothes
Foster Gloucester.
That's right. No school, no clothes. Wow.
Is looking to hire a lifeguard. A swimsuit is not necessary at the Dyerwood Nudist Campgrounds. I had no idea that this place existed. The candidate must be at least 18 years old and state certified. But yeah, naked lifeguarding.
Naked lifeguarding, and male or female?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter? Nope. Okay, got it.
It's an equal opportunity.
I understand.
Employment
okay.
situation, sir.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, if you're into that sort of thing or... if you want to get some really good summer photos or at least have an excellent essay for when you go to college.
Or you just don't want to have tan lines.
That's true. Very true.
You don't keep your whistle in your pocket.
There you go. better have a little rope around your neck here for the old whistle.
All right. So in California, you guys, Californians will now get their coffee with a cancer warning.
Of course they will. It's California.
Well, no, but like seriously, a Superior Court judge in Los Angeles ruled that Starbucks and several other large companies had to have a lot of money and think they'd be able to fix this, failed to prove that a chemical produced in the roasting process was harmless. What's happening? I mean, I had four cups of coffee today.
Yeah.
Like, they're like shots, pretty much, shot skis. But, but like,
everything
that, is that bad?
Shots, yes.
Well, it's, you know, just get there.
I understand, yes.
Get you there quick. in every which way.
Hey, what report are you going to believe? You know, one week you have a report that says, okay, coffee is really, really good for you. The next week, coffee's bad for you. The next week, coffee's great for you. Come on, you know.
I believe in science, and I believe that big companies are trying to kill us. Okay.
Well, and they're trying to cover themselves.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, I thought it was bad when they had to start putting the warning that says, warning, your hot coffee is hot.
Yeah,
I mean,
really.
It's all like, downhill it's like, from
I,
there.
Here's what I believe. I believe that what my mother used to say to me, Lauren Frederick, all things in moderation.
Even moderation.
I want to see a warning that says, warning, these vegetables are dangerous. You could choke.
Never seen that. Yeah. Never seen that.
Okay, good news. If you're a teenager and have a Snapchat handle, it might be making you some money or at least get you a free trip. This kid, Darian Lipscomb of Virginia, he had a Snapchat handle at Carnival Cruise, and the company offered to trade Lipscomb a free trip for his family abroad, its newest ship, Carnival Horizon, in exchange. The net worth of the trip is like $5,000.
Yeah, I think the kid got jobbed. I think it was more than that. Yeah.
I don't know, because it's not like Carnival Cruises or like you could do it. It's just, I think I'm talking about it, and now we're talking about Carnival. There you go.
Yep, there you go. They got the money.
Job is done
right
here.
There.
Yeah, they should have paid him more.
Exactly. Okay. I fell for it.
Hey, we got to make it four things you need to know today.
What do I need to know?
Mega Millions. Jackpot tonight, $502 Ooh. Million. Dollars.
Oh, that's easy.
$502 million. Dollars. You got that?
You're
okay.
Not going to win it.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
When the lights come up over the city, it could actually be, oh, I don't know, burning space junk.
Okay. Yeah. Coming
space,
for
space, the final frontier, and the Chinese space station is on its way down. Now, what they've done, all these scientists have said, okay, we're going to tell you what we think is going to happen. And they have all these estimates of when it's going to come down, where it's going to come down. But basically, They're just taking a guess because they don't have a clue where it's going to come down or when it's going to come down. I mean, they've generalized.
And they call themselves scientists.
I know. So, what are they saying? What's the latest we hear?
We're all doomed. Okay. I've had it here. No, it's a 220-pound piece of satellite.
Yeah, just old space junk from that satellite.
Well, they're saying that, you know, we're talking about pieces as big as a like a washer-dryer. You know, combination.
I hope it's Speed
down.
Queen. Those maybe, are the best.
Don't you like those? You know, it'd be good if they, maybe they could flip on the spin cycle and it would slow it down a little
Listen,
bit.
It's going 17,500 miles per hour around the, like, per hour every 90 minutes.
It goes around the Earth in 90 minutes. That's how fast
that's
it travels.
Insane. Wow, that's going like, really fast. That, and it's like,
okay, but, yeah, that's about right.
Anyway, they have no idea where it's going to fall. And they don't know if it's going to disintegrate when it hits that disintegration panel. What's that called?
The atmosphere?
Yes, the atmosphere.
Yes, the atmosphere. Okay.
I would love to hear LBF call Dick's Sporting Goods. Yeah, I'm looking for a helmet. Yeah, what kind? One that resists 250 pounds of space junk.
Okay, like if somebody wants to drop a washer-dryer combo on my head, what kind of helmet would that have? Very
Listen,
big
this one. Is going to be a major problem. Not to be like Chicken Little here, but I'm telling you, this is the paragraph that I really focused in on this story from the Washington Post. While the threat of the debris hitting a human is extremely small, the drama that could unfold over Europe's skies this weekend may be only be a first glimpse into a problem that will worsen over the next decade.
I got it. Okay, now that's out of the Washington Post.
There are 170 million pieces of space junk in circulation.
See, Elon Musk owns the Washington Post, so he's putting that in there.
No,
so
he
we'll,
does not.
Oh, for crying out loud, he just launched his car.
No, that's right. No, he doesn't. Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post. Okay, I was wrong on that.
Yeah. No, Elon Musk is busy launching his car into space.
Maybe he should pick that up in his car that he launched up there and bring it back.
We can't have nice things. Yeah. No, I mean, the perfectly nice space, and then everyone decides to like put up satellites so I can find my way from and the Everett, and now I'm going to get hit with a washer dryer.
See,
today.
That's the problem. If we didn't have satellites, you wouldn't be able to get home.
I know.
Okay.
So, I mean, really, it's all our fault. Who's going to pay the price today, though?
You'd realize if we didn't have satellites and we didn't have GPS, Uber probably wouldn't exist. Because nobody knows how to get any place.
Yeah, you'd have to hire a guy who has one of those big, thick map books.
That's right.
And it would take you forever to get any place.
Where are you going? I don't know.
You'd have to have the passenger. You'd have to hire a passenger because you're not supposed to read and drive at the same time.
That's true.
I know.
Okay. Well,
that'd be expensive.
Good luck, everybody.
Okay. Have yourself a wonderful weekend.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.